Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No bitch, I got a 20, I take a 4, I split a 10, put the rest on my wrist. I did some shit they can never forget, they did some shit I can never forgive them. I done got smarter than vested, my nigga, I got it pinned like a wrestler, nigga. I walk around with the F on my hip, but I got the bitch that'll stretch you, little nigga. I tell her go, she tell me gone, move by herself, that's my Tesla, bitch. I told her don't make a mess, you little bitch. She told me don't you be stressing, my nigga. Roll me some perfect, you niggas be perfect. Baby, call my little niggas in the bourbon. I ain't fucking with homes, he nervous. I ain't buying that shit, he nervous. Nigga tripping cause a nigga from Merlin. Got shells for a nigga, we turpin.
Hey, look, I'm in this bitch getting lit. Count up the money to show him the wrist. Fuck going out, I just give her some dick. Corona, machery, the diamonds look sick. A nigga look rich cause a young nigga grinding. I'm watching my time and these niggas be lying. I talk about selling, they talk about buying. They search up my music, they like what they finding. Big dog in this shit. Got drip all in my fit. Spent your rent out on that bitch. I got zips about to get flipped. I got hits stacking on hits, yeah. A nigga been working, look for the fizz round this bitch, yeah. Cause niggas been serving, I go and kill dog for my clip, yeah. He probably deserved it when I'm not here, don't shed a tear, no. Just pull up some bourbon. I like the stock of my purses. I gotta stay on the scene. Shawty too bad to keep lurking. I need that bitch on my team.
And in my right, so they gon' tell me a lie. Get in my right, she ain't gon' come back tonight. Cause in my right, she has a wonderful time. Cause in my right, it is a wonderful life.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl in the Chica coming at you live and direct from the 6. On today's show, we'll be featuring an upcoming rapper from Maryland. I'm pleased to welcome my friend, Carlos Cloud, everyone. Welcome, Swaft, on today's show. Welcome.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up? What's up? Now, first off, Carlos, I'd like to say thank you for being a guest on my show. And today, I'm super excited for our listeners to get to know more about you, your music, and your exciting career so far. So welcome.
Most definitely. And I'm honored to be here. I'm so inspired by you. You're doing so much. I'm proud of you. I got to give you that shout out right now.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Now, I guess let's just get started.
Yeah.
So, Carlos, tell us, how did you get into the music industry?
Wow. Music was just something I think that was destined for me.
Okay, wow. Love it.
Yeah. It started when I was a child. I remember being in the third grade, and my teacher had a competition of a talent competition, and it was some gift that she was giving away, and I just thought it was so awesome. And nobody ever heard me do music before. And so, you know, I decided that day that I was going to rap. I was going to be the one. I was going to stand up and rap and just let everybody hear me, you know? And I did it.
Wow.
And I got a standing ovation. And so, you know, since growing up, you know, doing music, you know, I slowly started to get into cyphers, and I started to do shows. And then, you know, before I knew it, I was taking it serious. And as you know, for the last couple of years, it's been a serious thing. And so music has always been a part of my life.
Now, how exactly did you even get into the music industry?
Like, what I did was I made the right decisions.
Okay.
I took my time. I did some research on things. I stopped concerning myself with just being a creator, because you know, being an artist is just hard enough, to be honest with you, to construct music, to be in the studio recording.
Yep.
It's a lot.
Yep.
And so, you know, to really get yourself involved, is, to be honest with you, it's just making money. When it starts to make you money, that's when it becomes a career. And that's when it becomes, you're there, you know, and I've been making money now with what I'm doing for, you know, over a year. So it's just making that turn. It's understanding, you know, the difference between talent and knowing the business.
Right. Now, you said it best. You were destined to do music. I have done a lot of these interviews so far with tons of different artists, and no one has actually said that before. I was destined to do music, which is amazing. But what exactly was it that inspired you, that pivotal point that said, you know what? This is where I belong. This is where what I want to be doing with my life. What was
it? This was it. All right. Well, for me, it was, it wasn't that famous day I told you about with the in school. But I remember in high school, you know, for a young male coming into high school, this is the pivot of your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're becoming who you are. You know what I mean? You're discovering yourself. You're coming to adulthood, right?
Right.
And they used to have in my particular school in Maryland, I went to Suitland High School, and it's a very, very popular school in Maryland. And it's known for being a fashion show, because that's what it was. You had to be the flyest, the coolest, or you didn't fit in and you got picked on. Let's just be honest,
right.
You know? So, I used to go outside, and they had these huge cyphers. I'm talking about huge. It was hundreds of people around listening to, you know, the cyphers. And I remember I had worked up enough nerve to finally go over there and say something in the cypher. And it was I went into the cypher, and it was some guys. They were kind of like going back and forth with each other. And I kind of like got in the cypher and just like kind of like took it all over and just started rapping about my stuff. And the whole crowd like exploded. And it was just like, from that day, I was like branded like this gifted guy. Like, oh gosh, he's great. Like, he really knows how to rap. And so that day, that response that I got, it ignited something in me. Cause it was like, yo, I gotta pursue this. Like that feeling that I get to display my thoughts and my words to people, and for them to react to them the way they do, was just always magic.
All right. And now tell us a bit more about your music.
My music is me.
Okay.
Literally, my music is me. And I don't think, honestly, a lot of people can say that. And I'm not here to judge anybody. I like all different types of artists. But there's a lot of artists that just can't say, yo, this is me. You know what I mean? Because when I say that, I mean that when you listen to my songs and you hear me, you're hearing me, my soul, things that I personally went through, things that I personally seen, things that I personally do. I don't do music off of just, you know, just a feeling that sometimes people may have, where you may you know, become a character in your mind, which is fine. It's still art and I appreciate it. But right. my personal lane is all reality. This is everything I speak on is stuff that I correlate to or have seen or been through.
Who exactly is Suave? Tell our listeners, how did you come up with your stage name?
All right, so it's a funny story to it.
Okay.
I actually was going by the name King Los 301. At that time, when I was going by that name, I wasn't necessarily taking music serious. It was just a hobby for me. It was something that I like to do, and I still got, you know, responses from.
Right.
There, when it came to a business standpoint, the name is already was already taken by an artist in Open Bad Boys Camp, and so that legally couldn't work. So,
right.
You know, I've always been told about how suave I was. You know, that word. You know, like you're just suave. You know, especially from the ladies. Shout out to all the ladies. But you know, they always tell me, oh, you know, you're very suave, and so. I definitely think that, you know, I just was sitting down one day and I heard, cause I have like a signature. I don't know if you know it yet, but it goes like, Swah! When you hear that on a track, that's how you know that's me coming, right? That's my little signature right there. And I heard that before I came up with my name. It was just like screamed out to me. It was just one of them type of things. Yeah. It was just one of them type of things.
Cool. Yeah. Now, tell us about your record label, Get 'Em Daddy Records. And
yeah,
we live in the information age that there are so many people who are independent artists doing their thing, right. Promoting themselves, and finding success without a record label. Now, because you're a part of a record label, tell us your experience. Is it something that everyone does need, or is it something that you can be doing independently?
Yeah, you can definitely do this independently.
Okay.
I don't think any artist per se necessarily needs a record deal. I feel like it all depends on you as an artist.
Right.
Because there are some artists that just enjoy being a artist. You know what I mean? They don't want to be, you know, checking files for, you know, how many, you know, downloads they're getting. And they don't want to, you know, have to go through the extra stuff of, you know, just being on top of the business side. They just want to go to the studio, do their music, make their money, go home. Right. So
right.
If you're that type of person, then I would honestly tell you that, you know, pursuing a record deal may be something for you because they're going to do all the work for you. You know what I mean? But if you have it in you to be independent, meaning where you're willing to do your own marketing. And, you know, when I say your own, I don't mean by yourself, you know, creating a team of people, because anything that you're doing in business, you need a good team, a solid team. But build yourself a team and you want to go out and market your own product. Then that's absolutely, there's so many ways that they have available for you as an artist to independently have your own label.
We'll talk a little bit about your music making process. Once I hear a beat, I already start formulating lyrics in my head. That's just my creative process. What's your creative process like?
You know, it varies. It really does for me. It actually varies. It's like, sometimes I could be in a creative mood, go to start writing some music and not really get the feeling that I was looking for. And then it could be a situation where I might be in a type of, and I'll be honest with you, just to cut to the chase on this question. I think for me, I'm really an impulse music maker. So let's say I'm in a real good mood. If I'm in a good turn up mood, I'm feeling myself, I've got my drink a little bit in me, I hear a nice beat, then more than likely you're going to get a real nice party type of lit type track, something like I'm lit. You know, that's probably what you'll get from that. But I had a tough day, it was strenuous, you know, things is happening and you're dealing with life, then I might have to, you know, pull my pen out and start writing. When I actually write, though, as a process, I don't write pen to paper. I write, everything comes from my mind. So I don't physically write any lyrics. I have no pad or nothing. It's all in my head. So I store all my records in my mind. Yes, I do. That's something that I want people to know about me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I write it down. Otherwise, a couple hours later, I done forget what I was even thinking about. So
You wanted a great. You definitely wanted a great.
Thank you, Carlos. Now, same tip of I'm Lit. The first time I heard that track, guys, let me tell you, I put that track on a hard repeat. Just over and over. I literally fell in love with that track. Is the best track you've made so far that you just love?
It's so tough on that question, because it's like I have so much music, and like to all of the people that support me and follow me, you guys are really, really, really about to be in for a surprise. And if you haven't heard of me before, then I just want, you know, to borrow you for a second and give me an ear, and I definitely plan on performing. So like, but to answer the question, as far as records that I put out, I'm gonna have to hands down say I'm Lit, because it's just a vibe. Like, I listen to the record like it's not my record. You know what I mean? I really do. I listen to it like it's not my record. And so I'm going to have to go with it. And then also the recognition that I've got for it, and, you know, all of the, you know, accolades that came with it.
I have been bumping that track on the go, and people have been coming up to me and saying, well, wow, that's so dope. Listen for it, man. I'm Lit. Swag.
Keep
your ear to the ground, because he's definitely up and coming. So
most definitely.
1000%. Now, what makes an amazing artist? Are they just born that way, or is this something that through skill development, vocal training, they can actually learn to be an amazing artist? What do you think?
Yes and no. So that's a double whammy. All right.
Yeah.
Now the reason why I say that is because when I say the word great, and I think about the word great, I think about some of the best artists that we can possibly think of. And like, for instance, I got to name it because this is my all-time great, which is Tupac, right?
Yeah.
So Pac, I believe, was born with that natural ability to be that great. I don't think that it was
1000%.
something. Yeah. I don't think that it was something that could have been developed, or even though he developed throughout his career as far as his music. But the passion, the rhythm, the natural, the voice, the things that it takes to make that ingredient, the ingredients it takes to make that pie was already there. So I genuinely believe that to be great, that word great, it just has to be something that was born in you. I don't think you can develop into a good artist, a solid artist, but to be great, I just feel like, you know, it just has to be something that was put in you from birth.
All right. Yeah, I believe the same. You know, you can count some of the greats. Pac is hands down one of the greatest rappers that ever graced our world. So
no
that's 1000%. No question about that. When you heard a track like Mobb Deep's Shook Ones or Pac's Hit 'Em Up, for example, the first time you already knew this track is a banger and it's going down in history. What are the characteristics of amazing music? Like, what are the ingredients to amazing music?
Wow. I think that, and that's why, and that's why I say that it was something that, you know, was born into you, because like, honestly speaking, to me, I believe that it has to be something to where I gotta feel it. You know what I mean? Like, for me, a great song is something that I feel. It's music that I feel. And that's why I go back to Pac. When I play certain records, like I can play Brenda's Having a Baby. If I play Brenda's Having a Baby right now, I'm a feel that song. I feel like I know Brenda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think
1,000%.
So I think that when it's memorable like that, and when it's like, it's something that's just that obvious, that's when, you know, it's a great record. When I just, when you feel it, when you can't help but to feel what the track is bringing you.
Right. Now, what other albums did you grow up listening to?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Music was big in my household. You know, it was real big in my household. So I listened to everything. I mean, literally, I listened to Sam Cooke, Linda Jones, Michael Jackson, Tupac, you know, the old Biggie, Snoop Dogg and Dog Pound and Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, Dr. Dre, you know, these were artists that were just like super inspiring to me, you know, like even Erykah Badu,
right.
In my earlier, you know, adolescent years, you know, so like, you know, these were people that was like definitely inspirational for me.
All right. Definitely called some really great artists there. That's for sure. Legends yes. in the game. Now, I've noticed you've worked with other artists, including Big Fox and the yep. whole Swift Dope Music crew.
Yep.
Who else would you like to most? Yeah. Who else would you like to most collaborate with and why?
The game. Well, first of all, shout out because we spoke them up. Shout yep. out Swift Dope Music and the Gang yep. Wayne P. You know, Big Fox. Now, those are my guys. But as far as right now, it's so many. That's a tough question. There's so many people that I want to work with.
Okay.
It's like, it's so many people that I want to work with. But what I will say right now is that it's been getting so tight for me as far as like work-wise and with all of the things that's going on the business side of everything, that it's right. like, I have to really focus on the music that I'm putting out, and also the gang, the official gang, the ones that I'm running with. So I'm definitely going to be open to, I mean, I just did a few features, shout out Lil Breeze. I got a couple of features coming up, and it's been great, you know, to do features with people. But right now I do have, I don't know if you're familiar with Fat Trail, but he's an artist on a major label, Maybach Music.
Oh wow!
That we're working on getting the track done with him too. So I got some. Okay. That's probably the only person that I can say right now that I would want to do some work with.
Okay, looking forward to it. Can't wait to hear it. Now I was so excited to see that you had an upcoming tour. This is booked in Cali. Honestly, that's freaking huge. Tell us about how this is going to work now. I mean, with the whole COVID lockdown situation and concerts moving to a more virtual situation, what are the plans for this whole upcoming tour?
Well, right now, being played by ear, I actually have a sponsorship that's going to be helping me with the tour. So we're going to be going to 13 locations throughout the world. And right now, with as far as the dates, the COVID has definitely affected a lot of it, but right. we're gonna keep everybody on the up and up, and you know, let them know what's going on.
Okay.
Yep.
Now how's that gonna work though, because these are worldwide locations?
Exactly. Well, we're in the process of getting it worked out, everything that needs to be ironed out. We're working on that right now.
Okay.
So as soon as I get some more information on it, I'm definitely going to be putting the information out for everybody to know what's going on. But right now, the great thing I can say is that it's just good to know that it is going down eventually.
Okay. So it's still in the works, kind of on hold, and still needs to be sort of, you got to iron out the little details sort of thing. Okay, great. Now, in terms of your musical goals, in terms of touring, producing music, writing new music, recording new music, and all that good stuff, What are your musical goals?
Oh, man. I just want to inspire people.
Okay.
You know, I think that a lot of times with artists, we get caught up in like our music so much.
Right.
That we forget that, you know, we forget about people that we inspire, you know, people that want to do the same thing that we do, you know? So right. I think that my main goal is I just want to make sure that I inspire people. You know, when I get the calls from Africa, when I get the calls from all these different locations across the country, I'm definitely telling them that I'm inspired by them because they inspire me, you know? So it's definitely something serious.
Okay. And now, what unique skills do you have that really has helped you become such a successful artist?
I definitely have the skill to create music very fast and on the spot. I think I was just blessed with that gift to be able to create, you know, instant music. I think that my determination, what I stand for as a person, I think that has a lot to do with it too, because like I said, I genuinely want to see people do better. I genuinely want to be supportive, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's the feeling for me, you know, it's really serious.
I'm actually going to add to that because over the past couple months, I've really, you know, gotten to know you really well. And I genuinely admire your drive and determination because you're always doing something. You're always putting out something, updating something. You're always on that A marketing game. And that is something that, hey, that's a big part of the industry. And some people just don't bother. They don't find the time. They just, okay, I'll get it done when it gets done. But no, you're always on that hustle, which is really needed for this industry.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And I learned that. I learned that more and more over the years. But like right now, it is probably the most important part. The most important part of everything. Yeah. I mean, your music, because you got to think, it's people that have okay music, but their marketing game is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, because of that, they're on a plateau, you know, they're at a position because of just how much they hustle, you know?
1,000%, yeah.
You know, when you got talent and you got the drive and hustle to go with it, who's going to stop you?
Right.
Like who really is going to stop you at that point when you got the drive and the hustle to go with the top?
Exactly.
Who's going to stop you?
It's true. Absolutely. Now, on the more negative side of things, every career does come with their own set of challenges, struggles, et cetera. What would you say are the typical challenges that artists, they generally face?
I'm going to tell you the biggest challenge that people find. I say as artists, I'm going to say the biggest one.
Sure.
I think that is non-support. Because when you're an artist and you really trying to do music, music is a game that everybody's trying to get into. Everybody rapping right now. So it's not something that's foreign, you know, it's like everybody rapping. So if you ain't got nobody that's in your corner saying, yo, you fire, or yo, keep pushing, or yo, let's work. If you don't have that, you're done. I mean, because you start to question yourself. You making music, but you listening to it, you're like, yeah, this shit is fire. Like, it sounds fire. I like it. You know what I'm saying? But when I play it for people, I'm not getting no response. So it's just about support. When you got that support system, you know, some of your best and biggest artists had a huge support system.
Right.
They had a huge support system. So I think that's important.
And again, that ties right back into what we were just talking about with the whole marketing aspect. You gotta be banging down doors, getting your music out there. It's not just gonna just magically happen. You have to put in the hard work.
No question.
Now, so far in your music career, what was your biggest challenge that you've encountered, and how did you overcome it?
My biggest challenge had to be like how to decipher my personal life from my music life, because you know,
okay,
being in the music or anything that has anything to do with music, it's time consuming.
Right.
It's super time consuming.
Big time.
So it's like, you know, you got to constantly put work in. So if you got a personal life, let's say you may have a significant other, or you may have children, or, you know, you might have a career, you know, outside of music. And I think that for me, it was like balancing that out. That was the hardest thing for me.
I'm just thinking what you just said there. And I have neither significant other or children, and I don't even have time to think about these things. Like, just thinking
But you're different, though. You know, you got tons of things going on. You're working constantly, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're working constantly. So, you know, everybody grinding like yours. Everybody grinding like yours. So, you know.
That's it. Got to grind. Got to hustle.
You got a serious grind.
Yeah. So, just when you said that, my anxiety went up. I'm like, how do people juggle all of this? And then throw in the whole marketing aspect of everything and on that grind constantly just beating down doors, it's a lot, that's for sure. And I've kind of been learning that myself. So,
no question.
What gives you the most satisfaction being an artist?
When I haven't talked to a good friend of mine or family member in a while, and I get that phone call like, yo, I just heard that new, you know, and they like, man, you know, damn, like, what you doing, you know? So it's like, that feeling for me is everything. Like, you know, like to feel that, you know, music brings people together. You know what I'm
saying?
It's like, it's no other feeling like music. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell me another feeling. Like, I mean, I can think of one feeling, but it's not appropriate for the moment.
I think everybody got the reference. Don't worry. We all got the
hashtag, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Tell our listeners, what is the most appealing thing pursuing a music career?
I think that the ownership of it, like the power that comes with it, like, because when you pursue a music career,
right,
you're literally selling yourself. You're selling yourself. People are buying into you.
Yeah.
You know, you're not thinking about a company no more. You're not thinking about the post office, Amazon, or anything else you may be involved with. You know, you're thinking about yourself. You know, you're investing into yourself. And then if you become a brand, then you dictate. You now dictate now because you're the boss. You're the boss. So that's you being your own boss, because now that you're making that money, mm-hmm. now that's what you can do now. You can take that money and say, okay, I'm doing music, but you know what? Let me put a little bit of this in real estate.
Yeah.
Or let me put a little bit of this in whatever you want to do.
Right.
It's a platform. You're building yourself. You're building your brand.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. All right. Now, after being in the industry for so many years now, Carlos, what keeps you motivated being in the industry?
The gain of more people. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, my drive is a little different than I think the normal people. And I don't like downplaying people, and I don't like to compare myself to anybody. But what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, it's different. It's different when you really taking it serious. You know, you just have a different feeling about it. You got a different outlook on everything. You know, nothing is plain, nothing is regular. You know, you got to make it happen.
Is there anything about the industry that really rubs you the wrong way? And if there is, what would you do to change it?
It's a couple of things that rub me the wrong way about the industry. Let me start by talking about, you know, the exploitation of, you know, women. You know what I mean? I feel like, I feel, and you know, shout out to all the queens out there. But it's like, I feel like, you know, you can't, a lot of women feel like, you know, especially being part of an enterprise and owning an enterprise, that I talk to a lot of people and I hear a lot of things, and they just feel like, you know, they have no place besides being a sex symbol sometimes. So
right.
I don't like that. And I don't like the way it's like everybody's trying to categorize each other and comparing different artists to legends. And it's just a lot of, it's a lot of misconceptions in the industry. And I think that that is the overall answer, just the misconception.
Okay. That's almost like a double-edged sword, though, because at the end of the day, it's clear as day that sex sells. You have no problem showing your body. You have no problem saying very explicit things. You will be noticed. Right. Like, you will get noticed, and that does transition into dollar signs.
No question. So
there's always that flip side of that whole statement. I get it. There is a lot of exploitation that goes on, but then there's also the flip side of the reality of it's almost that we're doing it to ourselves.
Yeah, it is. And I also believe that, you know, especially for anybody that's, you know, trying to get involved with the music game, is that I think your approach is everything. You know,
right.
Some people have different approaches to things. And if you got the right approach to it, I just feel like anything is possible for you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is the common reason that artists typically fail in the music industry or even giving up in the music industry?
They give up. They stop fighting. They lose their inspiration. You know, they lose the feeling, the love for music. Once you lose that, that's it. You know, you can't get that back.
Right.
You can't get that back. You know, so I think that's what it is. It's a loss of inspiration.
Okay. Now, having recorded some music over the past couple of years, what do you wish you had known before when you first started out? What would have been some really good advice that you would have wished you had known back then that would have helped you in your music career?
That you can't listen to what people tell you, that you just have to make your own decisions and be your own boss. I think that I spent a lot of time with my career waiting on people or listening to what other people thought about what I wanted to do. You know, it was like, yeah, it was like I give them my observation of it, and they're like, yeah, but we can do it this way. Wait for this and that. And you shouldn't do it like that. People aren't going to respond to this and that and not that. You feel me? That was my downfall because, you know, I stopped believing it. I stopped listening to it. And then when I stopped believing it and I stopped doing what I was supposed to do, I started seeing the benefit from it. I stopped listening to people. I'm not gonna let you dictate what I'm doing. No one,
right.
You know, nobody.
Exactly. All right.
Yep.
Now, aside from your upcoming tour, are there any other upcoming projects or even events? Maybe a virtual event.
You got time? I mean, are we gonna overlap time on this?
Whoa, no, so guys, get prepared for the next 5 hours here.
I just got so much going on right. I got so much going on right now. You know what I mean?
Shit.
But I mean just to glorify the stuff that's on top, I got a huge feature about to come out with Lil Breeze. The song is called Mo. That's fire. That's coming out real soon. The album is about to be out within the next 45 days. It's in the process of getting wrapped and gift wrapped for the people. So
nice.
That is huge because that's going to give people who haven't had the opportunity to like really tune into my music and find out what I'm about the opportunity to do so. So that's going on. And then we just got the enterprise launched. And so now I have a program that we're launching for artists who feel like they may need some vocal coaching, some cadence coaching. They feel like they need access to studio time. They need access to graphic design, and any video work done. Our services and our company will provide all of that, you know, and we do it for a discounted rate. And so with that going on, I started the modeling division. So I got some serious models getting involved, and you know, shout out to all of the models on Suave Enterprise. See what up, you know what it is. So that's going on. I mean, it's much. I got another feature. Actually, I'm in the studio tonight. I got another feature I'm doing. Shout out to Boy Summer. We're gonna be working on a track tonight. Another hired feature. So it's just been for me. I've been just getting booked and hired every other 3 or 4 days, you know, and it's just been a blessing. You know, it's just been a blessing for real.
Huge congrats. You're doing such big things, and you failed to mention the amazing group, your amazing group on Facebook, The Big Stage.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know we didn't get there yet. We could talk about that part now?
Of course.
All right, yeah. So let me get the people an understanding of what that's about. I had got an inbox. This is what inspired The Big Stage.
Okay.
I got an inbox from a guy in Africa, and he was like, yo, I love your music, yo, that song is fire. He was talking about the lit track. He was like, yo, the song is fire. He was like, man, like, I wish it was a way that I can put my music out there. Like, I do music, but it's just nobody listens to it. I don't even know how to promote it. And I just had a drink with myself that night. And then the next day, I decided to create The Big Stage. And what The Big Stage is, it's a group for artists that want to promote their music. And I got a lot of important people involved with the group. Right. So, you know, it's a lot of good things that can come from posting your music on the group. So it's amazing. It's been doing wonderful.
And the one thing I really do appreciate, it's almost like a family environment. Everyone sort of looks out for each other, checks out each other's music, shares. They're constantly sharing stuff, which really does make a big impact with the group. So it's a really good platform to get your music out there, connect with others, and I personally love it. So really,
if you
really
have
good
a
job.
Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, if you have the blue thumb, right? If you have the blue thumb, go on Facebook and type in The Big Stage by Suave Enterprises. And log in, come check us out, come upload your music. If you're an artist, put your music out there. We want to hear it. You know, we do live reviews. We don't, you know, that's one thing about my group that people like. It's not just like you post your music and, you know, nobody listens to it. We take the time, we listen to every post.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we listen to every post. It's not a post that ever was posted on my group that I didn't listen to.
On that same tip, you have a really good online presence with your Instagram, your YouTube, your Facebook. Where else can our listeners connect with you online?
I got a website. My website is finally being developed for the enterprise. So what I'm going to do is unfortunately, I don't want to be able to give that out right now. But you'll get it, and you'll get it, and you know you'll have it because we're on the same group together.
Yes, sir.
But you know, for people who don't know, you know, sooner or later it will be you'll be able to just look up Suave Enterprises because that's going to be the name of the website. But besides all the other places that was named already, you know, I really suggest right now just the group is my main thing. I love my group. Yeah. I love everything that is our group. This is our group, but I love the group. I love what it stands for. That's where I'm at. You know, I'm on the group all the time, every day. And I'm checking on it. If I ain't working, I ain't doing something, I'm on that group. So if you want to get in contact with me, definitely get on that group and follow me. Suave, S-W-A-U-V on YouTube. We uploading some stuff real soon. New stuff coming out. So I'm anxious to see what people think about it.
All right. Excellent. Now, totally out of left field. Gotta ask you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Gotta switch it up a bit. How do you feel? What are your thoughts about Kanye for president 2020?
Oh, man. Wow.
Had to throw in a curveball.
Kanye for president. I mean, it's like, to be honest with you, with me, I just feel like this thing is starting to just become like a circus a little bit because it's like, I feel like if you have some type of clout or some type of name for yourself and you have the money, that you can run for president. You know, it's just like Snoop Dogg could run for president. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, just anybody. So it's just like, you know, it's almost a joke to me. But, you know, if that's what he want to do, then I wish him luck, you know. But to me, it's kind of goofy. it's a lot goofy.
I was just going to say, maybe that's a bit of an understatement. More like a lot goofy. Okay, cool. Now, Carlos, what's next for you? What is next for you?
What's next for me?
Yes.
Oh, man, the world, Chico. And everything in it.
Yes. All right. Great, great reference.
Seriously, on a real tip, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, just spreading the empire a little bit, getting Suave Enterprise a little bit more in tune with like more artists, getting it more known, getting the big stage up to 100,000 to 200,000 members.
Yep.
Getting my YouTube channel exploded more than it has been already.
Yep.
Just basically for me, upgrading. Everything is an upgrade at this point. I'm just thinking about how to get better at everything that I'm doing.
Right. Okay. And I mean, you know, this is a time that they're calling it a time of uncertainty. Even though it's been a very tough year for everyone, it did allow us to get the opportunity to have more time for ourselves. The world did sort of quiet down a little bit to like let us think more, let us do more, let us try to push ourselves to achieve more.
That's a fact.
It's amazing that you're definitely on that tip. And the way that the group has been growing, I mean, the numbers have been growing exponentially. I was like, whoa, we're already here? Wow. Like, no, that's freaking amazing. And
you know what's funny though? If you remember, we spoke the night I created that group.
Yeah, I know.
We spoke that night. And I think in the course of what, 3 weeks?
Yep.
We were over 1,000 members.
Yep. Literally. Like under a month. So
I mean
congrats.
It was crazy.
Man. Big up. And now, lastly, you know you have a ton of fans out there listening. What message do you have for your fans?
I want to tell everybody that supports me that, first of all, I just appreciate y'all because, like, you know, it really keeps me going, keeps me motivated, man. It's like, and I will say that I am on a mission to join a lot of hands. My arms stretch real long. And I plan on making them stretch all across the world. Mm-hmm. And that if you are a supporter of me or, you know, you want to work with me, just know that I plan on going to Pluto and past that. So, you know,
wow.
just know that my mind is way bigger than rap for me.
Right. Like
I'm trying to build bigger things than rap. I'm just using the rap as a platform.
Right.
That's my platform. But I love music. Don't get it twisted. But I'm just saying, like, it's bigger than music. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just music for me. It's bigger than that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely know the game. You've been in the game for such a long time now. But what is truly admirable about you is the fact that you're doing so many different things while still touching upon music, with your group on Facebook, with this whole initiative to empower and help struggling artists out there. And that honestly is phenomenal. And in a time, again, of uncertainty, this is what we need more in the world. Those who can empower, those who can inspire, using what we have to benefit others.
No question. That's what it's all about. I really feel blessed to be able to receive the calls that I receive and people tell me things like, you know, a role like you made me change my life. Like I had life changing calls recently. People saying,
wow,
man, you know, you changed my life. Like to see how you grinding and what you doing, it made me want to do this and made me want to do that. You know, so like.
Right.
to feel that it's everything. It's everything.
Can't wait to see what's next for you. I know you do have a ton of stuff on the go, and I'm really glad that our listeners was able to hear your story, get to know who is Suave, who is the man behind the name, the legend, soon right. to be legend behind the name. And yeah, I definitely wish you all the best. Gotta keep making those bangers.
You know, I got you one. And still, I got a lot of ways to network. I'm ready to network. Network me right now. Get with me right now. Don't get with me later. Get with me right now. Like, if you're ready to do some music, get with me right now. The features, you know, my price list is going to be up soon. You know, if you need studio time, you need videos done, you need anything done, get at me. And just know that it's a genuine love for me. You know, I love music. And so I have nothing but the intention on making anybody believe that they can do what they need to do, because the time of us just sitting back and letting other people control things is over with.
Right.
It's time that we take control of our own destiny. And that's why we got to use all of our resources, and music is a way that I can talk to everybody. So I got a lot to say. So I just hope everybody ready for it, to be honest with you, because I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot to talk about.
All I got to say is bring it. We are ready.
Yeah,
bring
it. Most definitely.
Well, guys, that pretty much wraps it up for today's show. I'm going to leave you with one of Suave's latest tracks dropped earlier this year, The Real. Yes.
If you haven't heard that, go on YouTube, look up SWAUV.
Yep.
And check out The Real, man. Check out The Real. That's fire right there. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Guys, you heard it. Make sure you're checking it out. Make sure you are subscribing. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. Thank you to my special guest once again, Suave, Carlos. That was awesome. And I can't wait to see you touring, man. You know, all the big things that are coming.
Wait. What's so funny is I got people all across the country, man, all across the United States hitting me up like, yo, when you coming to my city? When you coming to my city? When you in my city? When you in my city? So the tour definitely going to be promoted heavy, because I'm a businessman before anything. So it's got to make sense. And if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Those are facts. Shout out to
everything that- All right. So let me do the shout out one more time. Like I said, I want to give a shout out to Dope Reality Visions. I want to give a shout out to One City Entertainment, Street Politicians, Gate to Gate, G&G, Q Smalls, man, everybody, all my artists, man, everybody that I work with, man, all my supporters, and everybody who took the time to say, man, this man doing something special. Everybody who give me calls and all the supports. Oh, and my birthday is coming up.
Gotta be VIP, guys, or you ain't getting in.
So let me ask you. I know this is your show, but let me ask you a question.
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
What's the next project that you got coming out? Talk about that.
Right now, been really busy trying to get the radio show done. I'm already 12 episodes in, but they're 12 episodes in. Okay. They are being aired once a week, so it does buy me a little time to do all that fun stuff with the editing and promos and all that good stuff.
Okay. But
I'm also working on my second album. It's called Quarantined Inceptions, which I'll be dropping later this year. I'm already 6 tracks in, hoping to bang it off at 10 tracks. So quite a few collaborations right now.
That's that boss lifestyle right there. That's that boss lifestyle right there.
So, a lot on the go.
So everybody went live. When can they expect to hear this interview?
Well, this one here won't be airing until, I believe, it's September. I'm going to be sending you the dates. So I will definitely keep you posted.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, absolutely. September.
Check her out. She fire. She fire.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you done with me. I can get back to my boring life.
To all the millions and millions of things that you currently have on the go, I know you're a very busy man, so
yeah.
Yes, again, thank you. That was awesome. And yeah, I will definitely keep you posted once the September schedule is finalized. But so
no question. Definitely. No question. And with that being said, I just wanted to congratulate you on everything that you're doing. And
thank you.
We'll talk very soon.
Yes, sir.
Keep going. Let's keep hustling. Stay suave. Y'all know what it is.
Keep grinding. Stay safe and keep grinding.
That's what it is. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Suave.
301, nigga. Who fucking with me? Real music. Everything I tell you is real, nigga. I wouldn't tell you no lie, nigga. I really came from that struggle. Really had them bitches out there, you hear me? Y'all niggas talking about it. We live this shit, nigga. Believe me. And can't nobody fuck with me, though. Cause man, I came from nothing, nigga, zero. Mama told them that them sons are fucking heroes. And mama know how I was selling like the leaders. On the rail machine, I love my family, though. My sister Keisha and my oldest brother Leo. And my little brother, motherfucker Steel. And that's the way I'm going to La Gio. That's on the rail. I'm never home, I'm in the street though. Got a gun, gotta run, I'm busting, cussing while I reload. A dirty gang had me searching for a cheat code. But that's your ass, motherfuck all of your beef though. I'm on the plane, nigga, I'm headed off to Rio. With some hoes, half black and half Creole. I said they pussy for a nigga, love the deep though. That's on the rail and all my bitches love me though. I was in jail mixing noodles and Doritos. Getting swole in the hole because my ego. She wait to visit me though. I make that PRC though. She dared to bring my street clothes. And I'm sorry, baby, I cheat though. Miss your love and I need more. I was fishing trying to find Nemo. And them hoes were stroking my ego. And I know the shit that you seen. Had pictures all on my Evo. Still a sitting in that waiting room when I went to piss for my PO. And can't nobody fuck with me though. Cause man, I came from nothing, nigga, zero. Mama told them that her son's a fucking hero. And mama know how I was selling like the leaders. On the rail machine, I love my family though. My sister Keisha and my oldest brother Leo. And my little brother, motherfucking Steel. And that's the way I'm going to La Gio. That's on the rail.
Now prostitution was a bingo. That was my life, constitution and my lingo.
That was my life.
I had them hoes all together like some amigos. Tell them go and throw that pussy like Marino. Like Marino, and it's Prada and Moschino. That's if you hit a bingo. I take your ass to Rainbow. You still a change clothes. Pussy niggas out here fucking up that game though. R. Kelly, Usher niggas want the same hoes. Everything glitter ain't gold. All because that bitch didn't bloom what she ever wrote. No, oh, why we on the same hoe? What you get mad when she tatted up my name for? Seen it on her titty. Who the fuck is King Louse? If she ain't got it, you better keep the bitch close. Oh, cause I'm known for taking you niggas' hoes. I be in your living room, bruh, man. Man, I came from nothing, nigga, zero. Mama told them that her son's a fucking hero. And mama know how I was selling like the leaders.